the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask these things. If there's any sick here, Lord, may the great presence of Christ just take us.
Amen, Lord.
Sickness, Lord. Every oppressing spirit, God, every man and woman in here be completely freed from every dominating spirit. May the great Holy Ghost, Lord God, so thrill us and fit us until we're so anointed.
Lord, amen, Lord.
We can't even bear, Lord, even the things, Lord, that's even touched by the flesh.
Amen.
God, their minds be so holy and so pure, Lord. And so
amen, Lord.
My God, until we can't see nothing.
My Lord.
Let the revelation, Lord, just unfold more and more and more until we see Jesus Christ.
Holy, holy,
holy, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Amen, 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 amen. My, think what's laying there, just something, touch it and spark it off. Baby. Bless your name. Let's get his chord softly down at the cross. Just play this down at the cross. Let's just wait just a minute. Just some quietness before the Lord. Last day. Service now this weekend. Brother Don, you want to hear him? Just pray that God will speak to Brother Don. He'll take right up there on that revelation with the Holy Spirit, take it right on. And if it be God's will, and then I know the Lord will have his way with Brother Don. And who knows? Maybe Brother Don preached Sunday morning, Sunday night, and we just maybe next week see how our hearts move. We just may have another extra service next week to see how it goes. See if that thing just gets started, just burn down in you, just burn in you. You can't, it's all you can, you just got to have it or die. That's all there to it. And then that'll do it. That'll do it when it gets that way. How many wants to just got to have it or die? That's what I want. I got to have it or die, Lord. Like old Buddy Robinson said, God, if you don't do it now, you got mad fittish mule on the ear. Realized that he needed more of God, and he fell to his knees in the cornfield. He said, God, come and give me the Holy Ghost now, or come after a bag of bones. He meant it. He meant it now. When you mean it, I got to have it or die. You come. I believe that when we get it down there, I got to have it or die. And then he said, sirs, we would see Jesus. He said, all right, you want to see Jesus? You want to see me? He said, you die. You die, and then you see me. And I believe with all the heart, if while these things in our heart, and we see them, see how great they are, we just, right down your heart, you're just travailing and agonizing and groaning, you got to have it or die, we're going to see Jesus Christ come on the scene. Tonight, before we leave here, it's going to be Thursday night, there's going to be sometime we come together, in desperation, something I say, somebody, somewhere, is going to get in that condition, and you're going to hear a sound, that's the first thing. You're going to hear a sound from heaven, like a rushing mighty wind. You're going to see the pillar of fire. You're going to see Jesus Christ with your eyes. Licks of fire is going to set upon each one of you, and you're every one going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, I bear record, go on record, that that thing's going to happen. Sure as the world. I say that because God's obligated to do the same thing he did on the day of Pentecost. And I can't find where he's ever did it since. And I say that God's got to do the same thing. Not because I say he's got to do it, because the Word of God says he's got to do it. And he's got to do it to be God. And how many would like for it to happen here? Wouldn't it be wonderful while Don's here that this could happen? And he could take that back to Jeffersonville, and a revival break out there in his church. And brother, just burn this thing up. That's going to happen. How many give it a hearty amen?
Amen.
So we praise God that it's going to happen. How many say, I praise you, God, that it's going to happen?
I praise you, God, that it's going to happen.
Amen. All right. Consider yourself dismissed now. And remember, everyone try to be here Sunday morning, be praying for Brother Don. I feel it be the will of God. God bless Brother Don. Make him a blessing to us. He heard me a while, now I get to hear him a little bit.
Amen.
And if God speaks to my heart, and I see how Brother Don comes and how the will of the Lord is, maybe that we'll see. Maybe we'll just have some extra service and pound this thing, Brother Don. It happens. If God lead that way. How many know that I said that? I said, I pray God lead me to it. I'll pound this revelation tonight till revival breaks out in Connecticut.
Amen.
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 Boy, what a place. A revival break out in Connecticut. Where did you say? Where?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Paul, we believe that.
Amen.
We believe it.
Oh, God.
How many knows how many people come here and never didn't know what I was preaching that and walked right in here and said the same thing? Many of them. God told personally he's going to do it. So we believe it. We believe it. We're just foolish enough to believe it. How many? We're just foolish enough to believe it. That's right. That's foolish enough to believe. Revival will break out right here. And it is going to. It is going to. Why? Because you're expecting it. That's why. If I didn't know nothing else, I'd know it's going to happen here. Would you, Brother Don? Your Brother Don believes as strong as you do. Mike Canada believes as strong as you do. Brother Brown believes as strong as you do. Brother Bob Gatlin believes as strong as you do, because he's fasting and praying in the mountains, and he ain't nobody's fool. The prophet of God was sent 220 miles right up to him with Thus Saith the Lord, without any telephone in between, but had a line from heaven. How's that? That's pretty good contact, ain't it? And the same one that sent the prophet to Bob Gatlin, the same one that told Brother Branham to go to Bob Gatlin, God told Bob Gatlin with a voice that spoke behind him and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit in Connecticut.
Amen.
And he took off from the mountains as hard as he could go, come right here and told you that right across the pulpit. He believed. And I'm just foolish enough to believe. Why? Because I want to believe. It's easy to believe that when you want to. And you know what? God gives you what you're expecting. He's never failed a person. How many say amen?
Amen.
God gives you what you're expecting. And your expectation creates an atmosphere of faith, and God's got to answer faith. So keep the atmosphere going. Now, God bless you, and take the name of Jesus with you.
Take the name of Jesus.